Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. We back with another official visit. Got another big man in the house, man. What's go ahead and introduce yourself. I ain't gonna say your name. You gotta say it. Let the folks know who you are.
My name is Cameron Vaughn, and I'm a transfer from Northwestern State University, originally from Orlando, Florida.
Oh wow. So man, you got D. Corey C, who is in the room right now. From Orlando, well, he lives in Orlando, Florida. So he's from your hometown. So you're coming in from Northwestern State, just getting into Jackson. So man, what you think so far? Just getting in, or you been in already?
Oh, this is my first time in the city. Honestly, I like the environment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to see much, but I'm impressed.
Okay. So, I mean, we've been sitting down with a lot of recruits, and we appreciate the coaches for giving us a chance to sit down and meet with you guys. And we kind of get you when you first come in. So, yeah, it's all fresh from there. But we appreciate you for coming to Tiger Talk.
I appreciate you.
You say, so you're coming in, you're transferring in from Northwestern.
Yes, sir.
Northwestern State, let me say it that way.
In the Southland Conference.
Southland. So we already got one of your teammates that committed. You knew about that already?
I already know.
Jaden Ward, huh?
Yeah.
I had a chance to sit down with Jaden, and man, we wanted to get Nazir Sy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he went to Sanford.
Yep. There you go.
Committed to Sanford at least. Nazir still got a little time to change your mind. So if you want to come on, change your mind. But nevertheless, let's talk about you, man. Let's let the fans know which coach is recruiting you and just kind of how your recruiting has been going and what led to you getting your official visit to Jackson State.
Okay. Well, my recruitment started talking to Coach J.O.
Okay.
And you know, I had a lot of motion going on. Like I think I ended up with 19 offers.
Wow.
And I just thought that Jackson State was the place, you know, just doing a little research.
Yeah.
You know, and just looking at my options. And I believe it's the place where it can be done. You know, we can go all the way. You know, everything is in line, and I think we need to go ahead and get it going, you know. That's where I'm at.
See, now you sounding like you ready to commit right now.
I'm committed, boss. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there it is. Breaking news on Tiger Talk, man. He already committed. So,
welcome
to the family. Hey, I'm excited about this. So, now this whole interview is going to change now. So, talk to us about, you know, what made you – you said you had 19 offers, but now you've committed – because we got to get the measurables. We want to know which position you're playing, you know, for inside, outside. Just kind of open up to us. And but first start with what made you think and know that Jackson State was the place to be?
Well, what made me, you know that Jackson State was the place to be was just honestly, you know, knowing that it's an honor to be a part of such a program, you know, and, you know, with such rich culture and, you know, history and,
absolutely.
You know, being able to uphold that, you know, it means a lot, you know, and that's definitely, you know, the first thing that came to mind when I was making the decision, you know, and especially being a part of an HBCU.
Right.
That's definitely was a big, you know, like turn on for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to finish my career at an HBCU. You know, I've had, you know, the other opportunities played at Central Michigan. And you
okay.
Know,
okay.
And I want to go ahead and lock down right here. You know, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, we're ecstatic, man. We're ecstatic for you to join the family. I mean, the coaches have been just doing an outstanding job of adding some great value to our roster. I mean, Coach T.C. Taylor, first year head coach last year.
Yeah.
We didn't finish where we wanted to. Everyone knows that. We fell short of our goal, 7-4 season. But you can tell from the recruiting that the coaches have their hand on exactly what they needed to add to this team to make it even better.
Definitely.
And like I said, we're ecstatic to have you, man. You've had a couple of stops, and one of the things I did talk to Jaden about when we sat down and talked, you guys had your season cut short.
Yes, we did.
Due to a very unfortunate incident with your previous teammate.
It was a very tragic situation that took place this past season with the death of my teammate.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about that. How was that for you guys, man?
It was very hard. You know, I'm be completely honest. Like the whole environment changed. Mm. You know, I woke up and seen the news and I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I called my teammate. I'm like, hey man, what is this I'm looking at? You know, on the newsletter. Like, is this true?
Wow.
You know? And it was heartbreaking from the moment, you know, when he spoke on it. And it was hard to get through.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, he kept our locker room up, you know?
Wow.
So it definitely hurt, you know?
So how many, and not to spend too much time on that, I mean, like I said, we kind of saw it when it happened, and it was seemed to be very unprecedented. It's rare that you see a deep Division I program say, you know what, we're just going to shut football down for the rest of the year. And I could tell that it was obviously something that was taking a toll on the team, as well as the community in Natchitoches, man. So our heart goes out to the family. Our heart goes out to that team. And you guys are, you know, moving on to a different opportunity for each and every one of you guys that decide to go a different route.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How many years of eligibility do you have left?
Well, as of right now, I'm sitting with one, but I'm sure I have two because the NCAA should be giving us this year back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, just because of the tragic incidents, you know, that took place over the past couple months.
Okay. So, okay. So when we talk about, for those that don't know, maybe they haven't seen your film.
Yes.
Obviously, you play on the offensive line. Talk about which position you prefer to play, whether left side, outside, inside?
Well, I've played all four of the five positions.
Okay.
You know, over my career, everything except center. I'm a tackle at heart. You know, I'm gonna be completely honest. That's where I started playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I fell in love with it. And just you know, over the years, you know, I grew as a tackle.
Mm.
And I can play guard, you know, if needed.
Okay.
But, you know, I'd rather, you know, stay on the outside, you know, on the island. You know, that's where I'm most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, like where I like to do my work.
Absolutely.
You know, I like to play the game how it's supposed to be played, you know, very physical and, you know, keep it in between the whistle and let's do it. You know, that's where I'm at.
You know, the games are won and lost, man, in the trenches. Everybody knows that, you know, you got good trench play. Offensive line and defensive line, you give yourself a good chance to win.
Exactly.
So for measurables, height and weight, for those that want to know.
As of right now, I'm sitting at 6'6", 315 pounds.
Another 6'6", offensive lineman.
Yeah.
TD, you happy about that, ain't I know I'm happy about it. No, I'm just wrestling with you. But no,
it's all good.
No, one of the things Coach J.O., shout out to Coach J.O., I mean, he really does a good job of recruiting size. Yeah. Not just size, just for size, but he really has a knack for the type of offensive lineman that he wants.
Yeah.
And you guys usually have a very big, good build. We you think about that Middle Western football, man. You know, you coming from, you said you started out of Central Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's something that we like to see. You know, I know our quarterbacks be happy, man. We got a tall quarterback that's, you know, probably going to be happy. And we got a slew of running backs that's going to be happy to see a big, beefy offensive line, man. So we're happy to have you in the fold.
Definitely.
Before we get ready to get out of here, I got one thing I do want to ask you. It was real fun. And, you know, for those that don't know, we was cutting up before we got on the interview. give the fans a fun fact about you, because you got a lot of life to you, man. Something that we may not know about from a football standpoint.
All right, we're going to take it away from football.
All right.
fun fact about me, man, I'm gonna be honest, man. I love to fish.
You know, okay.
That's the type of thing I like to do.
All right.
The funnest thing I've done is deep sea fishing out in the ocean.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Now I'll say this. Your head football coach, love to fish.
Oh yeah.
And we got somebody in the room that like golden fish. So when we be doing, we be shooting, during for those that don't know, that's TD. No, man, the tailgate spot is the place to be, especially at Jackson State.
For sure.
But we got somebody in here that always seems to navigate and find that golden fish, man, when you get a chance, though. But, man, it was a pleasure, Cam, to sit down with you. Hey, let them know how to find you on social media before we get out of here.
My Instagram is Huncho_Cam. It's HUNCHO_CAM. And my Twitter is CameronVaughn79.
There it is. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, Tiger Nation. We got another recruitment that just a live commitment announcement, basically. Oh, yeah. It was a little unorthodox. He let us know. He let the cat out the bag. So we welcome our newest Tiger officially on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Do y'all love? Go Tigers, baby.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.